educate, encourage, empower, equip.
Hey everyone, it's Patrick and welcome to the Suso Podcast, brought to you by Way Beyond Measure, where our mission is to teach kids of all ages to stand up and stand out for one another. Today is another step forward in our effort to bring awareness to mental health, the effects of bullying, and how you can be the change that you want to see. It is my pleasure to introduce your host and my friend, Coach David Verdue.
Hey guys, it's Coach Verdue. We're so excited, and I'm so excited because today we're going back to Cali. So if you don't know, Coach Verdue is from California. I was born and raised in the Petaluma area, which is Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, all that stuff there. And it was a fantastic life. I have, many, many brothers, and my parents were awesome to us, and we were just raised in an awesome neighborhood. And it's just amazing. Well, a friend of mine from high school, Tammy Beal, is a principal. And her being a principal, that means she's got teachers that she works with. And so anyways, we hooked up and I went and did a program at two of her schools. And I met this lady. Her name is Betsy Rains. And she's something else. She raves, first off, about Miss Tammy Beal. She has been very, very honest with me and our program. And so I'm so excited. This is North Coast California at its best. Teacher of the year, but I say that to every teacher. Miss Betsy Rains, what are you doing and what? Wow, how are you?
I'm good, Coach. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm just hanging out and teaching them virtually.
Hey, is it raining in Eureka?
No, it's actually gorgeous in bluish skies right now. It was raining, pouring yesterday morning, and by the end of the day, we had clear blue skies. That's what they say about Humboldt County. If you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes and it'll change.
That is correct. And another cool thing is I did get my degree at Humboldt State, so I know the area. And it's just so, so pretty. It's an amazing place. It's a little piece of heaven. And so it's just awesome. So, Betsy, me and you met, it's unbelievable, almost like 4.5 years. Yeah, yeah. Me and you are like soon coming, like best pals, you see. Anyways, and I remember the first time I went to, it was at Pine Hill Elementary School. Is that correct?
I was at South Bay at the time, because those are sister schools. So yes, you came to Pine Hill and South Bay, and I was teaching fifth grade. Okay. That was a 4-8 school that you came to the first time.
Awesome. And so you got to experience it a little bit. So I guess Tammy probably just called you and said, hey, listen, because you guys are friends, and she may have said something, like, just take a look and take a watch. And so I guess my first question, will just go right out the gate, is what did you think, or what was your thought about the Way Beyond Measure program?
Well, definitely the first time I saw you, I saw the 4th through 8th grade. So it was for the older students. And I was just so impressed. The message that you bring out, one thing that really has resonated with me and stuck with me is the way you incorporate music into it. Music is a really big part of my life. And so I still hear songs and I think, oh, Coach played this song at his show, or oh, Coach played this song. And so those are always very poignant memories for me. Another really cool thing was that the teachers, you would ask some students to come up and dance and they didn't really dance. And so then the teachers, we actually got up and we put on a better dance show than the students did. So that was pretty cool. It pops up in my Facebook memories and it was really exciting. But just the way I still hear kids talk about it. This year, you came to our school last year in the fall, and I've looped some of my kids and they still talk about it. I still hear them saying things and using the phrase, the stand up, speak out. And so it's really cool that even over a year later, they're still talking about it and it resonates with them. It sticks with them. Don't do that. Coach Dave says, we need to be making better choices. So it's pretty impressive to hear that. And it's something that sticks with everybody.
Oh man, those are like awesome words that you say. SUSO, stand up, stand out is just a big part of who we are, and we want people and students to see and know and grow with that. And so we super appreciate those kind words and big changes, that have happened. How have you taken this since, last March? What has been your mode of operandi?
So last March, our schools up here, we shut down, and we ended up handing out packets. We do a packet per week. And there really was, I had contact. I would have meetings, Google meetings with my students. This year, we've taken a much more obviously aggressive approach to distance learning, where I still hand out work every week, but I teach virtually. I teach 26 students virtually every day. When it was safe, we were allowed to bring in pods, is what they call them. So I bring in 6 students needing intervention every day. So they come in, they sit in my classroom with, air purifiers and the doors open and everything going, because we need to be safe. We all wear masks and we socially distance, but they're logged into their computers too, as I'm teaching from my computer. And so, but they're here and in person. So students that were maybe at risk of failing, or just they didn't have good internet connections at home. So we're just trying to make it to where students are being successful. They're coming in for 2 hours a day during our math and science block. And it's been great. Yesterday, it was probably the best day. Kids were actually able to work together, whatever together is these days. And they did it in class. And I heard them leaving going, "This was the best day ever." And so it was so heartwarming.
That is awesome.
Yeah, to finally hear them be like, "This is like normal school again." Even though there was only 6 of them in my room, they still felt normalcy again. And it was amazing.
Wow. You know what? That is so awesome. That, see, we think that, as adults, we have really have been hurt by this. It's been tough and stuff. But what about the students? What about their connect time? What about those students that actually get food here and not as much at home? I mean, there's so much to think about. And so, Betsy, thank you so much for, being a teacher and doing what you do. And I super appreciate that. So now what do you do to stay active? What do you do to stay sane?
I've at the beginning of the year, I was working every day till 5 o'clock, just trying to reinvent the wheel and figure things out. And it's really kind of helpful because my son is in 5th grade and he's at a different school. And so I was kind of taking what I was doing and taking what they were doing and figuring out this works for me as a parent. Oh, this doesn't work for me as a parent. So that was really great. But now I'm forcing myself. I've signed up for 2 different gyms and I'm forcing myself to take these classes every day. One day the class is at 3:30 and one day the class is at 4. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I prepay for these classes and I'm too cheap to miss them. So I make sure I go to my gym classes 4 days a week. Fridays, I actually stay here at school. We do what we call our work exchange on Fridays. We have a time from 11 to 1 when parents can come, but I know as a parent, I wouldn't be able to come at that time. So I opened up a time from 4 to 5:30 for parents, working parents, to make it. So I come to school every Friday and I sit outside, rain or shine, waiting for those parents to come. And then if they don't come, I'll usually swing by the student's house and drop off their work for the next week so that they're, they're prepared. It's not their fault, their family's work. And I want to make every student successful.
So let's add, let's see, like attendee, cab driver, ticket taker. I mean, along with all the other names that you are as a teacher, as a mom, as a nurse, as a psychiatrist, as a you know,
technology.
Wizard.
We're technology repair people now too.
You're a wizard. You're a wizard, Betsy. Betsy, what if I was to tell you that, like, in the next couple of days, that we have a K through fifth video series that comes out that could be at a click of a button in your classroom that does the same thing the assembly does, but in a duck kind of way. So we don't hype up your children in the classroom, because what you want is ducks in the classroom and squirrels on the playground. That's the key, is right. How do we do that now? So our at a click of a button, you get the Think program, you get all the great silly and the songs that we talked about so they can sing with us and all the fantastic stuff. What do you think? Is that something that you might be interested in? Oh. And what would you tell other teachers?
I would love it, and I would definitely share it. My fifth grade cohort and my fourth grade cohort, for sure. I know we'd all work together. I mean, it would be – it's so great. The kids are always looking for new things. I'm looking for new things to keep them, you know, just keep them engaged, and so it would be so nice to have another thing to do that. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's like Christmas.
It's like – yeah, so next week – but I know we're pre-recorded, but anyways, we really very much are excited, and I want to somehow get, I don't know, like the pictures of students just celebrating that. So you talked about engage. You think that these videos that Coach is doing are going to be engaging?
Oh, for sure. I think they are, just because the kids are tired of hearing me talk. So it's always engaging when they see and hear somebody it's else fun. Talk, and your energy is just there. And so many of them will remember you from last year.
You got it. Let me ask this last part question here. Substitute teachers come in. You having a rough day. So here's what the cool thing is you're going to get like 14 to 20 minutes, depending on how you do it. Because all of it comes with curriculum that is educational based. So it's good for the classroom. It's got all the E's in it and all the A, you know, I'm talking about for educational right. purposes. You push play, you have all the papers printed out, and you get 20 minutes. Cause after they do the program, they have it's just a simple questionnaire. So we put hand to paper, and now you have 15, 20 minutes. What does that do for a teacher that knows that they're giving somebody an educational program and you get, as a teacher, 15 or 20 minutes? No joke.
It gives me a time to check in with those kids that I may not be able to check in with all the time, especially on this platform, because I can see what they're doing. We could jump into a breakout room with a couple of students and myself, and we could just really talk about things, and it would just give us a better time to connect. That's how I would use that time.
Full of energy. All right. This is the last segment here, Miss Betsy, and we're going to have to be fast because we get timed. And so I gotta see if you're faster than your principal, Tammy Beal. However, if you are faster than her, we won't tell her. She does not like to lose.
I know. She's incredibly competitive. Just saying.
She is incredibly competitive. So this is called the Think Rapid Fire. I'm going to say the word from the Think acronym, and you have to think of the first thing that comes to your mind. It's okay. Not easy.
I'm feeling the pressure, but it's okay. I got this.
Ready? So you know the Think acronym, right?
Yes.
Sort of. Here we go. Ready?
Okay.
T. Is it so? Ready? First word. True.
Is it true? All right. Is it true? So before you speak, is it what you're saying true?
Helpful.
Always be helpful. If you don't have helpful words to say, don't say them.
Inspiring.
You should always try to lift people up higher than you.
Necessary.
If it's not kind and necessary, don't say it. Is it helpful or hurtful? I like to say that too, and that's kind of necessary.
That's awesome. Awesome. And kind.
Always be kind. You never know what anybody else is going through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Betsy Raines. Betsy, thank you so much for your time and for that amazing opportunity to hang out with you. Thank you so much. And we will see you guys maybe in the spring. What do you think? I don't know. Maybe.
I hope so.
I'll tell you what. I'll see you next week, though, when you click the button, right?
I can't wait. Thanks, Coach. You're amazing.
All right, kiddo. All right. Take care. We'll see ya.
Bye.
Woo. Thank you, Betsy Raines. That was a great interview. Coach did a great job as well. We will be right back for a timeout with Coach. This is a great opportunity for me to do a little shameless self-plugging. It would be awesome if you could all like, subscribe, comment on our podcast. Let the fans know that we're awesome. Get ready for the buzzer. Time Out with Coach is a great opportunity to take a minute with your thoughts and focus on what is important to you. An opportunity to think about how you can stand up and stand out. Coach, what do you have for us today?
I want to share a quote with you that is near and dear to my heart because I've struggled with it. And so hopefully we can get some clarity today and move forward and past this. Here it is. Be who you want to be, not who they want you to be. They. There was a lot of theys in my life. They wanted me to be this, and they wanted me to be that. And I was pulled back and forth, and you're really good at this. And it took a while to find myself. It took a while for me to find the groove, to find the niche that belongs to me. See, becoming who you want to be is way more important than trying to become what they want you to be, because they don't know inside your heart. What is it that you want to be? I've always sat back and listened, and as a counselor and being counseled myself, I always sit back and go, what is it that I want to do? But I don't want to be selfish about it. No. You have been put here to do something that only you can do. Specific job just for you. Now you have to seek, like you're seeking a diamond. So let me read this quote one more time. You ready? Be who you want to be, not who they want you to be. Stand up. Stand out. Be the change you want to see. Hey, be the reason someone smiles today. Make it a great day.
Thank you for joining us today. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Way Beyond Measure. You can also contact us directly at waybeyondmeasure.com. We look forward to spending time with you next week as we continue our mission on showing others how to stand up and stand out for one another. You just heard the Suso Podcast.